All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, so I have a question. And understand, there's no whambulance. There's no butthurt here, because I don't have a negative word to say about the schools doing it. But this is a question to the college football fan in all of us. Doesn't matter what school you root for. I actually think the sport is killing itself and we don't realize it. And it's not hyperbole. The other day, Jamie Newman, quarterback from Wake Forest, really nice player, entered the portal. Graduate transfer, immediately eligible, goes to Georgia, right? De'Eric King is transferring from Houston. He's an electric player. I think right now we could all assume that De'Eric King is going to go to Oklahoma, Alabama, or LSU. I think we all know that, right? When Justin Fields transferred, he went to Ohio State. When Jalen Hurts transferred, he went to Oklahoma. I can pretty much name five or six schools. That's as long as the list is. It's Bama. It's LSU. It's Georgia. It's Oklahoma. It's Ohio State. That's it. And what we're beginning to see, I'm not mad at those schools because they're doing the right thing. They're getting ready-made quarterbacks that fit their system, physically mature, mentally mature, immensely talented, dropping them into their system and winning huge. Now, that's great. But we got a bit of a problem. What do the rest of us do? Now, if you're not comfortable being in that conversation as a Michigan fan and being referred to as the rest of us, that's your business, but you're not them. As a State fan, you better be comfortable because we're an also-ran now. Like, MSU does not have a starting quarterback. We don't know who our quarterback is, okay? We don't. We just know it's not Rocky Lombardi. MSU in the past could have been a destination for a transfer QB. And you bring a guy in and you let him compete. But these guys, they're not even looking at other schools. It's the same five or six. That's it. The same five or six are getting all the five stars, and the same five or six are getting any and all elite transfer QBs. Look at it. Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow, Justin Fields, Jamie Newman. I'll add De'Eric King to the list because I'll tell you right now, I'll be shocked if he goes anywhere outside of the Big Six. The one dark horse there might be Oregon because Joe Moorhead just got hired out there and Oregon would be a plug-and-play situation. But my point to you is this. What are the rest of us supposed to do? I heard Rick Neuheisel talk about this, former coach, and he was just saying, like, you do what you have, you do everything in your power to win, but this is dangerous. Like, what do the rest of the schools do? Like, Wake Forest discovered Jamie Newman. They developed him, and he became a star, and now he's off to Georgia. Like, what are we doing here? Exactly. On the heels of the national title game, which I loved watching and it was incredible, I feel like I may as well be rooting for a MAC team because I don't even feel like my school plays the same sport. And if you're a Michigan fan, you could say what you want, but when you play one of those teams, you're not within 30 points of them. Enter the 120 minutes of game tape you've watched the last 2 years against the Buckeyes. Like, I don't know what the motivation is to buy tickets. I don't know what the motivation is to tailgate. I don't know what the motivation is to donate to your loved program. I don't know what the motivation is to even be emotionally tied to the games. Like, what's the point? None of us are playing the same game. No, and MSU never was a destination for five-star guys. But, like, we got Jeff Smoker and Charles Rogers and TJ Duckett. And, you know, Roland Martin was a five-star guy. And we got Golston and we got Lawrence Thomas. And, you know, we've done okay over the years getting a guy occasionally. But, like, now, there's never been a higher concentration of five-star players going to fewer schools than right now. I think it was of the 32 five-star guys, 22 of them went to the same five schools. It's never happened. And now the extra layer is, need a quarterback? No problem. These power five, power six, it doesn't matter. Because they're going to have a ready-made answer. So I'm not mad at those schools. I mean, I'm envious. But I don't know what the rest of us are supposed to do. I've loved college football my whole life. All the way back to sandwich Saturdays at home in upstate New York, watching whatever games ABC Regional would give me. I love college football. But I've never at any point in my life felt that it was impossible more than right now. Even as a kid, you felt it was possible. You felt that on any given Saturday, we can beat anyone or get to the Rose Bowl or get to where we want to go. I don't feel that way now. I don't feel that there's the gap has become so wide that I don't know how to close it. And frankly, the transfer portal quarterback thing is the tipping point. I don't begrudge the kids. If I'm Joe Burrow, I transfer. I want to win. If I'm Jamie Baldwin, I want to win. If I'm Justin Fields, I want to win. Respect. No problem. I'm never going to knock a kid for doing it. But the question is, what do the schools they leave do? What do we as fans do? My school's never going to get one of these quarterbacks. And we're a school that needs them the most. You can't overcome what's happening right now. And that's not good. And remember, you can laugh at this. College football has an attendance crisis. They have an empty seat problem. They have an engagement problem. And this doesn't help it. So my question to you is, do you believe this is as big of an issue as I do? And do you have any suggestions? I don't want to say fix, but how we can regain cabin pressure to where you feel like we're all playing the same sport here. For a few years there, it was Alabama versus everybody. And somehow I was okay with Alabama being an alien and that you had to chase them. And if you went up against them, you were probably going to lose. But now, there's six Alabamas and nothing. I mean, there's six of them. And nothing. It's like they need to go play their own sport. So, hey, De'Ara King from Houston, he's going to go somewhere. He's going to be awesome. You want to make a wager? We know the schools he's going to. No one's got a shot. Jamie Baldwin, the minute he left Wake Forest, do you want to make a wager where he was going to end up? It's exactly how it played out. This portal has made the rich richer. The graduate transfer rule has made the rich richer. 130 schools, they don't have a shot. So you've got a higher concentration of elite athletes going to a smaller concentration of schools. And now the most important position on the field, quarterback, any ready-made quarterback is going to the same schools. That is a deadly combination for the rest of us. Because there's really you can't overcome it. You can't beat it. 248-539-9797. Sully, go ahead.
Yeah, and when you break it down like that, a fantastic monologue, Mike. That's interesting to think about.
Yeah, the people love it.
Oh, no, we have a couple open lines if people want them. Here's what I think when I hear you talking about that. I actually think that it's just going to continue to get worse. I think that we're trending towards a all-out free agency, more or less.
Yeah.
I think the transfer portal has turned it into that where I don't want to hear the word waiver. All right? There's so many players that are just allowed and approved to go anywhere they want. That's become a problem.
And they hired the same attorney, this Mars, whatever his name is. They hire the same attorney. They get immediately eligible, and they go. And then a kid who doesn't hire that attorney and doesn't go to one of the Power Six is told they got to sit out.
Yep, and I think that it's going to continue to go that way in terms of closer and closer to more or less free agency in college football, especially when you do have, all jokes aside about Harbaugh, you do have Harbaugh and other big-name coaches advocating for that. I do think that pressures the NCAA leadership to do that as well. So I think it has gotten to that point where you mention these names and the kids that go to the other schools. It feels like already we're at that level of free agency, free agency.
I don't think there's a point in any of it.
How do you fix it? Like you said, you can't do scholarship restrictions. You can't. I heard Doug and Scott a couple weeks ago. They had a caller call in and say, well, there needs to be a draft. You know, colleges need to draft the five-star players. You can't do that either and tell kids where to go to school. So I'd be fascinated. I am always fascinated to hear from people what the solution would be to fix this. So I don't even know. I don't even have that answer. And I have every answer. No, I'm just joking.
248-539-9797. Big Power at it again. They're leaving people in the dark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.